Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, August the 8th, 221st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, now formally retired, but still somebody we want to hear from, Supervisor Jimmy Smith.
Thank you for having me today on this special occasion.
Transitions. This might be the last formal thing, huh?
Yeah, this is it.
Have you resigned from all the commissions and all the committees and all that stuff?
I turned over the keys, literally, at the O-Russian Commission meeting last Monday. We got together on the 30th, which was as soon as I could get Mendocino and Sonoma County together. And our staff kindly stepped in to do the clerking for the meeting, and it was quite an occasion. It was actually very nice.
Cool. So we'll talk about some of that, and I'm sure some other things also. The once powerful Mr. Smith, when we return.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Sir Francis Bacon. I know you're a big Bacon fan, so that's funny.
I am.
Yeah. A wise man makes more opportunities than he finds. That's about as close to a send-off as I can get you.
It is. Thank you very much. I work with a lot of very wise people. The better one, I think, is surround yourself with people who are brighter than you are.
Well, you know, for so many of us, it's such a low bar to hit.
Yes. Present company included.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keeping in the tradition and the spirit of the Olympic Games here. Was it a surprise when the chambers got filled up for your last meeting?
It was a surprise. I did catch wind of a couple of the people that were going to show, but I had specifically said to our staff, please don't let anything happen. I would like to just work with you guys right up till the last day and make mention of the people that I've worked with all these years. But I do not want any event. I don't want anything fancy. And
did they remember to bring the food?
Well, they nodded like they were agreeing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what happened was a very, very humbling experience.
Well, that stuff I think is, it's cool because I don't sense that a lot of folks take the time to look in the rearview mirror. We're looking ahead. What's the next thing that has to be done? What's that next project? Yeah. What's next hour hold? And we don't look backwards. You know, and certainly the end of a term or end of a tenure, you almost don't want to. But on the other hand, there's everybody else saying, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, forcing you to. That must have been kind of cool just to kind of have these folks say, yeah, we may not have agreed with you all the time. You may not have done what you wanted to. But look at all the cool stuff that did happen.
Yeah, it was very nice to have people come from all over the northern part of the state that we had these incredible relationships for that we have talked about on this show a lot of times. You know, things like Martin Slough and Oryk and Matole and the list just goes on and on. Good thing that the Salt River Project, all of those were a part of creating these teams and people who had an immense amount of confidence in each one of the members of those teams to do their part of it and make it all come together.
How disappointing is it that you can't put general plan on that list?
You know, the general plan, I have things in the general plan, you know, and a lot of them I'm really, I think, are prudent, things like trying to Bob Higgins has been with the Humboldt Association of Realtors has been really a big advocate for second units, and I am too. I think a lot of the housing could be met by second units, and we did actually change a couple of things that were submitted by by the commission, most notably because we need to do that, and I think we have an aging population where those are more important all the time, and even second houses on some of the agricultural parcels to make sure that those families can be taken care of in perpetuity. So there are pieces in there that I was able to work on, and it should be a thriving, working, changing document that reflects the needs of the people who are participating in it, not just maybe the neighborhoods and the communities, but a changing delegates and representatives. It'll be fine. I am good with it.
Has the general plan been as flexible as what you had hoped over the life of the current one? Has it been amended and adjusted often enough?
There's been a lot of plan amendments that have come forward, and you know, they're tough because if they're a major plan amendment, they do require a lot of documentation, so they're expensive. Trying to find a way, I guess, to streamline some of that process. And part of that relates to, you know, what we want to do with what we did do, in fact, with the changes in the matrix for community development services and how the public participation and public the effectiveness of staff and building and planning are going to be an ongoing. We've talked about that so many times, and in fact today even, that half of this may be, because of the importance of the general plan, obligated staff time. Let's finish it up. Let's get it done. And I suspect there'll be a lot of changes that will occur over the next few months in the document itself to make it friendlier. But equally as important from my perspective, and I've relayed this to staff, is that those changes that we need to do with the public to make it more accommodating, to make sure that we have some consistency for people that come in and an understanding of the state components, the federal components, and the local ones, are clearly understood and done in a very friendly fashion.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, the accomplishments that happened under your tenure, wouldn't want to say watch because then you'll say everybody else participated. Okay, fine. But there are still instigators. There are people who make it happen and people who wonder what happened. There was an awful lot, my sense, of your biggest accomplishment, what you were trying to do going in, was the consensus building. And I think I was probably as harsh a critic of that as anybody, saying, well, you know, you don't have to be everybody's friend. Bus chops, make a decision, let's move on. Okay. What would you put down as your number one, this is what I did, and if there's to be a legacy, by golly, this is what I would feel comfortable with? Does anything pop to mind?
Just what you said, I think, you know, the projects, some of which we never really got done, but some of them that we did, and I'm really proud of and talk about it all the time, the seven counties coming together and realizing they could be effective as a team. But that coalition building, it wouldn't have happened if we would have had dissent. We would not have been the best in the state of California. We would not see the probability of lower bills, in fact, for municipalities like Eureka and the outlying areas, because we were able to generate money into the Martin Slough project. Or in the future, better things are even going to happen with the next round of bond money because the team is in place. It doesn't need me the team's there and they're accomplished. They know the strategies. They've made it work with the lead agencies, and they're going to do it. So it's been done, and I feel so good about the people who have come together to make that happen. And being one of those in one county, and especially that they had the confidence in me to elect me as chair and keep me there for years, was that was a great honor for me.
Being a fisherman.
Simple fisherman.
You can't. Simple's country. Already covered by Quimby.
He's a simple country doctor. I know.
Did that provide you a leg up when it came to being an elected? Not at the Harbor District, but at the supervisorial level and the regional level. Did that bring a skill set in or an experience that often is overlooked?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely did. When I was elected to the Harbor Commission and I got to work with, Dennis Hunter and Roy Curlis and Charles and, you know, the rest of the board members, Dr. Fritchie came on, and John Fredericks was there, and just really good people, Charles Olivier. They taught me a lot, and I had the advice that Jerry Scott was the attorney, Jerry Hansen was the finance officer, and I learned a lot about the Brown Act, and I learned a lot about team building at that time because there were distinct differences. And then when I moved, I got to work with him on the deepening project, which is a great thing. We have it in place. It's a super piece of infrastructure, and we got it done at a reasonable price. Then I moved on to the Board of Supervisors, and I took with me at least that background knowledge and Brown Act requirements, Robert's Rules of Order, and, you know, a little bit more flexible maybe, but I took that with me, and it was a wonderful experience, and it set me sort of in motion. And I remember talking to Stan Dixon and some other folks who had came together and asked me to run for supervisor. And I told them one day, I said, I'm really comfortable with what I did in natural resources. That's my background. That's my training. I went out in the field because I had to know to make decisions on fisheries and wildlife issues and water and whatever. But I, in really big budgets, in finance, in departmental issues that go across the board in something the size of county government, concerns me a little bit because my experience is minimal. And I remember what Stan Dixon said vividly. He said, your background is in natural resources. And he said, we're doing timber and gravel and fisheries and water. You're bringing with you this experience, this level of experience that is going to be a great part of the board, something that, you know, we haven't necessarily had in the past, and go for it. And I thought, well, that was the nicest compliment ever. And in fact, it has been, to some degree, beneficial, blended with a lot of other people who, as I often say, are far brighter than I am.
So there was a little salesmanship there from Stan. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Jimmy Smith.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The research has tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, the accomplishments, I'm sure we could spend forever talking about it, but I think we've already talked enough about it, frankly.
Yes, we have.
Lots of individuals obviously were there. When I think of the folks that were part of the board when you came on board,
mm-hmm.
or joined, I guess might be avoiding redundancy. There was certainly was a cast of characters. And that's one of the things that I've seen over the years with supervisorial electeds, not necessarily the candidates, because there have been some wingnuts there. It's really a unique group. You know, I would have a very tough time trying to stereotype. And then all the staff. And when you think of the individuals that were there, were there two or three that just kind of stand out above everybody else? Not at the county necessarily, but with all of the stuff interacting with Jimmy Smith, when I was supervisor. You just kind of go, you know, that guy was a kick, or that gal was really on a personal and professional basis rather than just one or the other.
Yeah, and I'm still working with some of those folks. You know, Johanna Radoni and I talk all the time. Jill's taken over as an advocate for the Klamath, so she is actually in a subcontract now, and she's doing absolutely wonderful. But talk about the notable personalities. She used to go, sometimes she would go on a subject and talk so fast I couldn't understand her. So I put a little string on her coffee cup, and when she'd go for her coffee, you know, we'd pull her coffee cup back across the front of her microphone. And that was her hint that, you know, she would, Jill, it's time.
Yeah. Slow down, girl.
But brilliant she has just been. We have had so much fun, and she's such a good friend. And Roger, when he would wear out a little bit, he'd do a little cartoon, and over the marijuana things when we were talking about grass, he would. I remember one he did was the conversation went on, and so he had each one of us, and mine was, oh no, thank you, and John Woolley was scratching the top of his head, and he's going, grass? And Roger's asking him, well, John, you know, I know you figured out why a brown cow can eat green grass and give white milk, and you know, things like that happened regularly behind the scenes where everybody had a good time, and at the same time we learned from each other. I heard Anna Sparks was in town the other day. I worked with Anna when she was in the Harbor Commission, and then as she transitioned, and we talked before about Paul Kirk, who was a great friend. We traveled a lot and did fishery work. We were both on the Trinity Task Force together, and I got 2 years with Paul as he was going off and I was coming on, and Julie Fulkerson had left just as I was. John Woolley and I did a lot of projects, and we still do today while he's working with Wes. And they're all, what's really great is, and Stan Dixon, of course, we still, you know, he's the chair of the Board of Forestry, and we work on projects together. So they're wonderful people. The board today, Virginia and Ryan and Mark and Cliff, were interlocked. I mean, they have certainly supported me through this illness, backfilled for me, pulled the chairs together to take up the space for me when I was tired out. And I can't say enough about all the colleagues I have worked with have been wonderful, and it spreads out. It's not, Humboldt's been my core, but to have people like Efren Carrillo show up from Sonoma County, Jake McKenzie, the mayor of Roner Park, Judy Morris, the chair over in Trinity County, the Del Norte County Board did a resolution for me, Jerry Jimenez.
Yeah, if they did a rosary for you.
I mean, they have just been, Carrie Brown, the chair in Mendocino. John McCowan came up, who is Mendocino County Supervisor. Mike McGuire was here from Sonoma County.
Oh, really? Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
So it's just been like that. They've come from all over, and they've all
been. But Tyson didn't walk across the street for you, huh?
Dave Tyson was there. The entire city council. All the council members.
That's what I had heard, is that they came in mass, and I thought.
Ferndale, too.
That's cool.
Ferndale, too. Yeah. And last night, Ferndale did this really nice resolution.
You know, you guys are going to have to move to a new house. You don't have enough wall space for all this stuff, do you?
They were just incredible. Petrolia did one over the weekend. I went out the Roll on the Matole. Lolita did their big event.
That speaks volumes.
Very humbling experience.
And you just got to go, okay, maybe I did something here that counted. Isn't this cool?
Help pick up trash along the roadside, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'd never call you trash, but that's okay.
Wonderful people.
Good stuff. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 342. Old habits. We'll be back with more from Jimmy Smith.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. Back to Talk Shop this afternoon. Final last time. It's not necessarily. You may pop in and still surprise us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come in with Tyson until he retires.
Good. Then you take somebody else out.
Rex.
And then come in with Rex.
In with Rex.
Yeah. Give him a hard time. You don't want to answer it in this way. This is how you want to do it. Let's talk about crabs. Okay, fine. So what's around the corner? Obviously, you got the medical stuff that's top priority right now. But after that, I mean, this thing called retirement. I guess that means either I started really, really as a babe, or something else is going on. Riggy, you, Tyson, a bunch of guys are disappearing out from underneath me here, having to reinvent myself again. How are you going to reinvent yourself?
Well, I am going to do just exactly what the doctor said, and that is to concentrate fully on the treatment and rest and recovery that I need to get through this. And they are very clear about that. That's what you need to do. Hence the transition and, working with Rex very closely. And I want to really compliment Rex Bone for his work. He's been right at my side now for weeks, if not longer. And we have been to Petrolia, I think, 3 times. We've been all over Ferndale. We've been on Lolita. We have a couple more spots to go to in Fields Landing. He's on top of. We've been to the community meetings where we're going to do the canal at King Salmon, which will get done. It's committed and will be done. And Salt River will be done. It's going to take a little bit more detail than we thought. But he is on it. He knows a lot of the landowners and the structure. And
so you'll be there as a private citizen giving him a ration.
Well, I will be helping, and I've told the folks at the Resource Conservation District the same and the city of Ferndale last night when I was there that I'll be there to help. And that's to keep the connectivity with the agencies that are located in other parts of the state that have been really a big part of it. But his daily work, his willingness to look at the contacts and communications that are absolutely essential to have projects ongoing and make sure that those people are all in the loop, whether it's BLM or Fish and Wildlife Service or Cal Fish and Game, all the folks that are dealing with, whether it's Clam Beach or the South Spit or Centerville, all of them are an important part of it. And he's absolutely on it. And is just doing what I think is a tremendous job. He's been friendly, outgoing, a pleasure to work with, and things are going well.
Has he done the barbecue thing yet?
No, he owes me one.
He owes a lot of us one.
He owes. Well, you can come to mine.
Oh yeah. Jeez, transitions are always challenging.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like you're dialed in, and particularly with the garage. If you got the garage fired up, there's a twinkle there. Yeah, you're going to have fun, whatever might happen to be used for.
Well, the office transition, though, is one like I've never heard of before. I mean, Paul Kirk came in and worked with Anna years ago, and that was kind of unique. And it happens every once in a while.
But the transition period, yeah.
Yeah, but this one has been so friendly and so so much cooperation, so much willingness to learn.
Well, you guys were buds before.
Yeah, yeah. We've
always been
friends.
And going in instead of somebody beating somebody, yeah. And it's like, okay, fine, and yeah. I'll glue the phone down as I leave.
Yeah, this is something yeah. that I had to do. It would have been nice if we had more time, and he would tell you that.
You can have more time. You yeah. got time. You got all the time in the world, they say, right now.
Yeah, so, I do now.
Yeah. Certainly. Now, Rex might not.
But it did put a squeeze on him to accept the responsibility early without having time to really transition. And he, much like Ryan, you know, left a better job to come and do public service.
Well, I'll ask him about his intelligence then also. I did that with Ryan as well. Hey, buddy, it's been fun. 12 years almost. It's yes. been fun. Appreciate all the efforts and everything you've done for the area, too.
Thank you for having me.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Jimmy Smith. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.